WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and at the White House, the Education Department in the crosshairs as President Trump holds a signing ceremony.
In a few moments, I will sign an executive order to begin eliminating the Federal Department of Education once and for all.
He'll call for the education secretary to close the agency. The sweeping directive, the White House says, is designed to cut costs and return funding to states. Critics say dismantling the education department will hurt underserved students and schools. It still requires the approval of Congress. A federal judge has temporarily blocked Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing sensitive records maintained by the Social Security Administration. It also requires DOGE to destroy information from the agency in their possession that identifies individual taxpayers. The company that makes Benadryl asking parents to check their cabinets, 100 milliliter bottles of Benadryl liquid elixir sold on Amazon, now being recalled. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We're now less than 2 weeks away from Election Day, and the candidates for state superintendents sparred in a forum last night. It may be the only time they debate one another. Lisa Hale breaks it down.
Incumbent Jill Underly and challenger Brittany Kinzer disagreed starkly on where Wisconsin schools are right now. Kinzer says she's running to restore standards that were lowered last year. She pledged to work with parents, increase transparency, ensure money gets into classrooms, reward great teachers, and decrease bureaucracy.
Right now, unfortunately, 3 out of 10 children are only reading well enough to go to college or have a career. And in Milwaukee, where I live, we have the worst outcomes for our Black students, with only 5% of children reading well enough to go to college or have a career.
Underly disagreed, arguing that Kinzer's claim that only 3 of 10 children are reading well enough to go to college is misleading. Underly, who's been the state superintendent since 2021, pointed to different successes during her tenure.
Wisconsin's moved from 14th in the nation for education in 2020 to 6th in 2024, and now we have the highest graduation rate in our state's history, and the progress that we've made is real. But our work isn't done.
The candidates disagreed markedly on a range of issues, from teacher pay, special education funding, challenges for Wisconsin's rural districts, diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, and expansion of vouchers and charter schools. The election is April 1st. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
Whoever wins this election will lead Wisconsin's public schools through changes at the federal level, including the shutdown of the Department of Education. President Donald Trump signs that order today. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell, 18. John Tanjay had 15. In all, 5 Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face the winner of Brigham Young against Virginia Commonwealth University on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, clouds thicken, a slight shower chance, and a high to the mid-50s. On Saturday, cooler with sunshine, highs in the mid-40s. More rain possible Saturday night and Sunday.
It's 39 right now.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back.
It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
The John and Gordy Show.
Good morning, Joe.
How you doing, guys? It's always good to note what kind of geopolitical nonsense is going on. Trump, of course, is asking the Danish Egg Association if they would ship some of their eggs to the U.S. because of the surging egg prices that we have. Trump.
Isn't that shocking? To ask for something like that?
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, stand-up comedian and regular guest of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Hari Kondabolu, is here on the show, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing, join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Thursday. Wednesday. What day is it today? It's Wednesday. Thursday.
It's
Happy Thursday,
man.
Got Earl with me here on this wonderful Thursday here in Southeast Wisconsin. Got Jess P.S. on the board. You can check out Earl's show Monday through Friday. Pretty sure those are the days. 8 to 10 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Earl, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for joining me again.
You mean to tell me there's some news to talk about, man?
As we're preparing for the show, as we sometimes do, you know, Earl and I just get into it. We just start talking, like, oh, my God, what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And next thing you know, it's like, oh, damn, we got to turn these mics on. We do this all over again.
And Jess just quietly rips up the notes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jess. Folks, you can join us as well, 855-752-4842. A lot of things to get to today. We've got some updates on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. More things being said by Brad Schimmel. You know, as we're talking before the show, I was like, where's the dumb things that Susan Crawford has said? I don't hear them. Where's the insulting things that we've heard that Susan Crawford's on the mic saying? I don't hear them. If we have them, we'll play them. Boy, we got a library of Brad Schimmel, because this guy, he just continues to say dumb things and insulting things. And perhaps misleading things as well. We'll go there as well. The DNC, they're getting involved here in the state of Wisconsin as well. Early voter turnout, that's going very well. Glad to see that, folks. Don't forget, early voting going on right now. You can do that. Also, in the second hour, Earl and I are going to get to what's going on in the Democratic Party. Are you mad at the Democratic Party? Who's the leadership of the Democratic Party? Do we get anything when Chuck Schumer accepted in the U.S. Senate the Republicans' continuing resolution? We're going to go through that as well. Perhaps get your thoughts on who you think should be leading the Democratic Party. Oh, hell, just leading anybody. We need some leadership, Earl, somewhere, somehow. Would someone please, someone step up, be a leader? We'll talk about that as well. Perhaps some of the culture wars as well. Earl, Brad Schimmel, this Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Daniel Bice writing up at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You got to love it. I'm going to jump into just a little bit of the article. Apparently at a Save America rally last August, because, you know, you got a Save America rally at the Save America. How's it going, America? Is that working out for us? Is it great? Is it great?
I don't feel safe.
At the Save America rally, Schimmel deemed the newest member of the court, Janet Protasiewicz, the least sophisticated, and then had some really mean things to say. We have the sound?
Uh-huh.
Let's hear Brad Schimmel at the Save America rally last August.
By the way, I don't like the pro-choice title.
Oops, sorry, wrong one.
And now they got Janet Protasiewicz elected to the court. She was the least sophisticated of them. And by least sophisticated, I mean dumb as a sack of hammers.
Wow, dude, dumb as a sack of hammers, least sophisticated. I mean, how is so this guy's super insulting, but this is also the same guy, Earl, who lamenting these Milwaukee late night ballot drops. Remember that? Do we have that song?
Oh,
as well?
I do. Yeah.
Let's remind Earl.
Let's remind.
You know, every time an election comes around and a Republican loses, you know what they always get mad about? Milwaukee counting their absentee ballots after 7 p.m. You know, because it's the law. And it could have been changed by the Republicans, but they declined in the Senate to pick it up. It actually passed the House in a bipartisan measure to allow Milwaukee to start counting these ballots earlier than that, so we wouldn't have to have results at all hours of the morning, which gives justification for schmucks like Schimmel and Hovde and Scott Walker to, oh my God, they finally came in Milwaukee, and they, you know, 80,000 votes went against me, must be fraud, I don't know what's happening. But do you, or are you really as dumb as a sack of hammers, Mr. Schimmel?
Get our votes banked, make this too big to rig, so we don't have to worry that at 11:30 in Milwaukee, they're going to find bags of ballots that they forgot to put into the machines, like they did in 2018 or in 2024.
Lie.
When Eric Hovde, you know, was ahead all night, and then all of a sudden Milwaukee County changed that.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if there was fraud there. There's no way for me to know that.
Yeah, there is kind of a way to know that. We do recounts. You know, you can file some lawsuits if you have some probable causes, all sorts of things that can happen. Earl, thank you for joining, man. I mean, this guy really gets me going, and we're getting closer and closer to this election, and he just it's hard for me to say how much I really, really, really don't like this guy.
You know, Dominic, help me understand. He talked about, you know, we got to get this done before something happens. And then he says, well, I don't know if any of those things did happen. Well, come on, man. Come on. You know, I, one thing for sure, I listen well, right? So I heard him initially say, we have to make sure we get the early vote because of what happened the prior years. And then he came back and said, well, I really can't, you know, I can't put my hands. So, you know, Dominic, you know how it works. When the Republicans lose, it's fixed. When they win, everything's all right. It's just like a man, it's just like a child, man. If Donald Trump would have lost the election, can you imagine where we would be right now? That'd be, you know, there'd be no peace at all in this country, and they would be turning things over. They would still be whining and crying and saying the election was rigged, you know. But Brad Schimmel, I heard him, that must have been yesterday.
Yes.
that last piece that you played,
mm-hmm.
Because I heard him yesterday, man. See, I listen to conservative talk radio, man, and I'm listening to this man, and I'm saying, okay, this is the same guy who during the debate kind of said, you know, we shouldn't get into, you know, Republican, Democrat. What's the word I'm looking
partisan
for?
Partisan attacks.
Partisan politics.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was he just doing?
well, that was last August at the Save America rally, man. It's totally, totally different. Well, it's seemingly when he's, depending on who he's talking to, he'll say these kinds of things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's as Bice points out in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article, this accusation, this calling Protasiewicz as dumb as a sack of hammers kind of goes like a Republican Kevin Nicholson made a claim 4 years ago that former Lieutenant Rebecca Clayfish was dumb as a bag of hammers. You know, these guys digging deep for their insulting of the women. Let's not forget that. I mean, this is also, it's not just about politics. It's also about gender, in my opinion. He goes on to say, well, on Jill Karofsky, right? He goes after,
yep,
Jill Karofsky, addled and crazy? Oh,
mm-hmm.
let's hear more.
Sure, a little bit of a longer clip. He really gets into it.
Okay, let's hear it.
I challenge you, go to Wisconsin Eye and watch the oral arguments in the case. It'll blow your mind. You've never seen anything like it.
Blow your mind.
From a court. Justice Jill Karofsky turns to this lawyer who's representing the Sheboygan County DA, and the issue in this case is simply, is the 1849 law superseded by the laws that have been passed more recently during Roe v. Wade? That's the argument in this case. She, correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, and I'm not going to imitate her because it would be rude. She was yelling.
Yelling.
At the top of her lungs.
Top of her lungs.
At this lawyer in the Wisconsin Supreme Court on audio video that he's signing the death warrant for thousands of women and thousands of babies. First off, who's signing the death warrant for the babies? what the heck is she talking about? Where are all these thousands of women that are going to... But that's not even the point.
Well, yeah, it's not the point, those women.
That she's so addled that she could not carry her demeanor like a justice is supposed to or a judge anywhere. This is the crazy we're up against.
And... To get to the point, Jess did the homework.
Yep,
you actually went and found the sound.
I did
of this accusation as Justice Karofsky talking to this
and just listen attorney. To how absolutely hysterical,
addled, hysterical.
This
she's
woman
crazy.
Is.
She's crazy. I tell you. Let and he said it, yelling at the top of her lungs.
Top of her lungs.
Let's hear Justice Karofsky at the top of her lungs, according to Brad Schimmel.
Tommy, and I fear that what you are asking this court to do is to sign the death warrants of women and children and pregnant people in this state. Because under your interpretation, they could all be denied life-saving medical care while the medical professionals who are charged with taking care of them are forced to sit idly by. This is the world gone mad. I don't understand how that is not the crime here.
You can sense the passion certainly in her voice, and I think that's justifiable, but certainly addled, screaming at the top of her lungs. Brad Schimmel, are you kidding me? I don't know, you know, how you grew up, man, but obviously you never had any Italian women around you, because you would know what screaming at the top of your lungs sounds like. Earl, what are your thoughts, man?
Well, first off, when you've been around a little while, I used to listen to Brad Schimmel. Because I told you, I listened to conservative talk before he even was given the opportunity to be in the positions he's in by Scott Walker. And Brad Schimmel was not far up the list for, you know, that conservatives looked at as somebody as rising star. You know, Brad Schimmel is not, you hear him speak, man, he is not a guy that you say, oh, man, this guy should be a Supreme Court justice. it's not there, man. And so just hearing him over the years and thinking that he's a heartbeat away from becoming a Supreme Court justice, it's hard to fathom. Yet he called Janet Protasiewicz. He said she was dumb as a bag of hammers. You know, man, he's not exactly the brightest star,
no.
You know, in the universe, man. He's not a very bright guy. And the fact that they're putting him up to become a Supreme Court justice really kind of is shameful. As far as I'm concerned, they couldn't find somebody brighter than he is.
No, this guy Cat's been running for like the last year and a half for this
I know.
Job, man.
I know, man.
He wants it, baby. He wants it. Don't let him get it. Early voting is going on right now. Go out, vote for Susan Crawford. Early votes, man, almost double where we were 2 years ago at this time. So there is a lot of passion, and presumably there's lots of conservatives getting out there as well. You heard Brad Schimmel, bank those early votes, because, you know, Milwaukee's going to come in late. And imagine, the largest city in the state might have some influence on the election. Too bad the Republicans won't let them count those absentee ballots early. Come back with us. Earl Ingram joining us, 855-752-4842.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Transform your outdoor space with David J. Frank, Wisconsin's award-winning landscape management company for 65 years. You've seen their beautiful work at Hilldale Shopping Center. From expert lawn care to seasonal flower beds, precise trimming and sustainable solutions, David J. Frank makes your vision a reality. And right now is the best time to prune or remove trees. Request your free quote today at davidjfrank.com and get on their list for spring cleanups. David J. Frank, 65 years of excellence in every blade of grass.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. working hard on the board, spinning the tunes. Earl Ingram joining me as co-host today. You can check out his fine program Monday through Friday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Love it when Earl comes around talking right now about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And if you don't know, well, now you know. Schimmel, not the brightest guy, but he's fine with, you know, calling out other people's intelligence and seemingly mocking the women on the court. Seems to be a theme throughout these Republicans over the years. Hell, even against the own Republican women, like Clayfish. But this is a national story, Earl, and ABC News is reporting that the DNC is set to announce that on Tuesday its earliest ever new election cycle investment into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. To help boost organizing on the ground, the Democratic Party will host phone banks and call more than 2 million Wisconsin voters in support of Crawford. Damn. DNC's new investment will be used for on-the-ground operations, including organizing peer-to-peer texting and mobilizing thousands of volunteers to help the Wisconsin Democratic Coordinated Campaign. Last month, DNC Chair Ken Martin was in Wisconsin canvassing for the Wisconsin Democratic Coordinated Campaign. We know the election's coming up April 1st, folks. Don't forget. The investment being made in the DNC comes on the first day of early voting in Wisconsin. That's from yesterday. The race will also preview how voters in the battleground state feel a few months into President Trump's election. I mean, this is a referendum already, Earl, on Trump's administration, in my opinion. Quickly, a quote from Ben Wickler, the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. With Wisconsin voters up against the world's richest man, this is an all-hands-on-deck moment, and we're thrilled to have the support of the DNC in this fight. Elections in Wisconsin often come down to a hair's breadth, and every voter we can turn out to support Judge Susan Crawford and Dr. Jill Underley on April 1st can make the difference between keeping Wisconsin on a path of progress or letting Elon Musk and Donald Trump drag us backwards. Earl, DNC, national attention, new ads getting rolled out, according to The Hill, by Susan Crawford. How you feeling these days, man?
You know, man, the Republicans are such hypocrites. I was listening to conservative radio this morning as I drive into to the studio every day. And they were whining and crying about the National Democratic Party getting involved. Oh, the Democratic Party, and they're getting involved in this. And why do these guys have to get involved? Hey, man, You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Elon Musk can drop whatever it is he wants to drop. And the Democratic Party should not get involved in this race. It's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Yeah, especially here at the state level, that there's something wrong as if a crime has been committed, Dominic. You know, the fact that the Democrats are doing what they have to do. We spent 10 years with Republican rule at the Supreme Court, man. And yet the Republicans are saying that, you know, if you allow this to happen and they're trying to rev up their troops, they're going to play politics. Oh, excuse me, politics.
Yeah.
They're going to play politics. If you let the Democrats get in, they're going to play politics. Hey, man, what was it over that 10-year span, maybe a little bit longer than that, that we all had to deal with when they were in charge of the Supreme Court?
Gerrymandering,
haven't recovered. No. And they're saying, they're using the verbiage, they're going to gerrymander. That's what Republicans are saying, man. The Republican talk shows. If you let them in, they'll gerrymander. And all of the victories that we had, you know,
under the Republican gerrymandered maps, you know, these Republicans know something about gerrymandering, Earl, because they were living that world for like 10, 12 years, man. I mean, it was the most significant political gerrymander in the history of the world, as far as I know. Certainly history of this country. Went up to the Supreme Court and they said, well, we don't know how to really judge this. How do you gauge? Because you can't, you know, you certainly can't gerrymander based on race and things like that. But apparently on politics, you can. And that's what they did. And if you listen to Robin Voss, the assembly speaker here in the state of Wisconsin, no, they just got better candidates and better ideas. Well, all of a sudden, of course, we got a non-conservative Supreme Court. They overturned the gerrymander, and oh, man, look what happened. All of a sudden, the Dems picked up a few more seats. Now, the Republicans are still in control, right? We've got a long way to go, but at least it's a little more level. How terrible is that, Republicans, to, you know, try to get on a level playing field with everybody? You know, you got a gerrymander to such a degree that they brought an outside counsel. People had to sign non-disclosure agreements, and they showed you your own little part. I mean, this drove Republican State Senator Dale Schultz out of the party. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what they've been doing, and now they're going to accuse everybody else of what they've been doing.
In 1 year, we've kind of seen some changes, and you started to really realize the impact. We've been in such a quagmire as Democrats at this state level with Republicans controlling everything. We almost forgot what it's like for there to even be any right. balance or any fairness. For heaven's sakes, I talked with State Senator Chris Larson last week, and I asked him, man, as long as you've been in, you know, the legislature, you've never seen Democrats, and he's been there a while, in control, man. You know what I mean? He's never. So in all the time that he's been there, so we know what the outcome of these things are. It would be different, Dominic, if the outcome of what they did didn't have some major impact and effect on the lives of the citizens of this state. But they did, right?
Yep.
Major impact on us.
Folks who are listening to the Dom Salvia Show, my co-host for the day, Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show, broadcasting right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. He's going to join us up until the 6 o'clock hour. Of course, remember, we always wrap the day up by telling us something good. We'll always enjoy that. You can join us as well, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. When we come back, the Trump administration making efforts to go after, certainly, the Department of Education, new executive order signed today, and Elon Musk continues to go after Social Security, but boy, those Republicans wish he'd shut his pie hole for a bit. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. An apartment building was struck by lightning in yesterday's storms. It happened on Modern Point Lane, which is on the west side near Middleton. When firefighters got there, they saw at least three spots where the lightning hit. There was a fire on the roof, but luckily, it didn't make it inside. There were people home at the time. Nobody was hurt. But one person was stuck in the elevator when the strike caused power to go out. Of course, firefighters rescued them. Now the property managers are working with residents to help them find another place to stay. Meanwhile, a local bakery is closed today after someone drove right into the store. A car crashed into Gigi's Cupcakes at Hilldale Mall last night. Staff say luckily no one was hurt and nobody was at the front of the shop when it happened. They're closed today as they evaluate the damage. The owner says they hope to open up tomorrow. And the biggest race on the ballot in a couple weeks is for Wisconsin Supreme Court. All along, we've been telling you it's technically nonpartisan, but the lines are pretty clearly drawn. Elon Musk has poured millions into backing Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. Musk's company Tesla is suing the state of Wisconsin for denying its request for dealer's licenses, and that case could very well reach the high court. UW-Madison professor Michael Wagner says because Wisconsin allows justices to decide whether or not they should recuse themselves from a case, there's a lot on the line.
It's in a presidential swing state, it's on a swing court, and the cases that are going to come before the court are going to be cases where the donors in the election, most notably Elon Musk, have a clear interest and a clear path they want the winning judge to take.
Meanwhile, Judge Susan Crawford of Dane County has received campaign money from Democratic billionaire George Soros and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Total campaign spending could reach $100 million. That would make it the most expensive Wisconsin Supreme Court race in history, breaking the record from the last cycle. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, clouds thicken, a slight shower chance, and a high to the mid-50s. On Saturday, cooler with sunshine, highs in the mid-40s. More rain possible Saturday night and Sunday.
Right now, it's 38.
32 flavors? No artificial flavors or colors? How do I choose?
Easy. Order one, then come back 31 more times.
Frosty's, West Madison's new ice cream spot, 702 South Gammon Road.
Spring is here. Make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood with EB3 Landscaping. With 15 years of top quality service, they treat your property like their own. 608-209-2185 for expert care and a vibrant tomorrow.
The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV host and comedian Mike Toomey, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then magician Lou Lepore joins me in studio for some Houdini talk. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to the creep show.
and welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Earl Ingram joining me today. You can check his show out, 8 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday at the Civic Media Radio Network. Earl, thank you so much for joining me, folks. You can as well, 855-75-CIVIC. As we went to the break, we're talking briefly about some of these topics. Social Security, Elon Musk, we did get some updates on that. According to the New Republic, the judge kicks Doge out of Social Security, and a huge blow to Elon Musk. He's been working to gut the Social Security Administration. We'll get to that as well. But we can't leave. There's one more Brad Schimmel highlight we need to bring for you folks. I mean, if we may, medianews.com, Schimmel called pro-choice a sham. It's a sham to be pro-choice, Earl, and questioned others' faith in Christ back in 2018. Of course, you can't believe in Jesus and want when they have their own choice, I guess. So let's hear a little bit of Schimmel from the olden days in 2018.
Certainly.
By the way, I don't like the pro-choice title. That's a sham. There is no choice when the alternatives are either you're on your own or you abort this child.
Pro-choice is a sham, according to the guy who wants to be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Earl, I know we just keep clubbing this guy like a baby seal when he's down, but it's so deserved. Is that wrong? I shouldn't talk like that.
Maybe not. Right.
Well, you know who he reminds me of, Dominic. What was the crotchety old guy that was choking the justice that was Republican.
Oh,
that was choking
He passed away recently.
He kind of reminds me of that guy. You know, he's if you look at this guy, man, Brad Schimmel, he didn't look like he's got a lot of testosterone in him. You know what I mean?
David Prosser is who you're thinking about.
Yeah, David Prosser. Yeah, you know, he doesn't look like he's got a lot of testosterone. Like you said, always attacking women. You know, kind of like Donald Trump, right?
This is a theme.
These cats are always, and Republicans, always attacking women. I don't understand that, man. I really don't. And yet, some women vote for them.
To your point, former Republican, Supreme Court Justice David Prosser from 2011, you know, kind of remind you, he won't face criminal charges over allegations that he choked a liberal colleague, prosecutor said. And that liberal colleague happened to be a woman.
Oh,
yes. Gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
At the Supreme Court.
Yes. Yikes.
Choking the justice.
Sauk County District Attorney Patricia Barrett, a special prosecutor in the case, said after reviewing the investigator's report, she decided there's no basis to file charges against either Justice David Prosser or Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who accused Prosser of choking her. Walsh Bradley accused Prosser of choking her in June while the justices were deliberating the merits of a lawsuit challenging Walker's contentious law stripping public workers of their collective bargaining rights. Now, Walsh Bradley, seeing the courts, she was part one of the liberal justices, and Prosser he's a former Republican legislator. Yeah, put his hands on her neck, perhaps. I don't remember. I don't remember what happened. This is a legacy we're talking about. So, come on, for real. There should be no aggressive physical contact between Supreme Court justices, right?
That should be a really low bar to pass.
I mean, maybe a pat on the back, a firm handshake, something like that. No pats on the ass. I'm just saying that's not okay. if you're ever in a conflict where all of a sudden you're like ready to choke someone, I'm like, mm-hmm. What, dude? Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the legacy. I mean, come on, man. How would Schimmel be? Would he be like that? I don't know. I don't know. He doesn't have very much respect for the other women on the court, certainly.
Well, that's the point. Prosser didn't have any respect for the women on the court. You always wonder, Dominic, you always know if there was a man, justice probably wouldn't have happened, right?
Right, right. And it's not like Prosser was a robust, fit man.
No, right. He was the little guy.
You know what I mean? that could have, I mean, Hagedorn would wipe the floor with the guy. You know what I mean? Let's see here. A Crawford spokesman, again, this is on Schimmel making these comments today, or at least the news being reported of him calling Karofsky addled and calling Protasiewicz as dumb as a
dumb as a sack of hammers.
Here's what the Crawford spokesman said. Schimmel can't hide or backpedal from these unethical comments, and he should unequivocally apologize to Justice Walsh Bradley, Justice Dalit, Justice Karofsky, Justice Protasiewicz, and Justice Hagedorn for his misconduct. I was like, wait, Hagedorn?
That me, or is that more than half the court?
I mean, what did Hagedorn? Well, this is what he said about Hagedorn. He called conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn soft-headed and claimed on a 2022 radio show that conservatives were concerned about, what if we get another Hagedorn and we get burned? So Hagedorn, to many folks' surprise, and well, mine especially, has been kind of middle of the road on some of these things. And that's great. I mean, I appreciate that. That's good, you know. But it seemingly, if you look at something and agree sometimes with all those women, all those woke women on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, well, you're soft-headed. You're not a good soldier. You're not doing enough to help Team Trump, because that's what this is all about, man. And that's the character of Brad Schimmel.
You know, man, state Supreme Court seat. You know, the state of Wisconsin, man, you know, and where it sits, clearly that this money that's being invested is being invested because the state of Wisconsin clearly has more juice than many other states across the nation.
Right now, yep.
You know, or they wouldn't be spending the kind of money that they're spending. And you just wonder, Dominic, when you look at the map of the presidential election and you see almost all red. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It kind of almost all went red if you just if you just see nothing but the map and how they colored it.
Yeah, but land doesn't vote, Earl. You know what I mean? And some of these counties have like 4,000 or 10,000 people in them. I mean, that's not – yeah, I know. It can be deceiving depending on the map. But you brought it up. And, folks, we'll get to your calls momentarily, 855-752-4842. The money, man. The money in this case. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is predicting that the amount of money spent in this race will double the last time around, which was a record then. Well, we're going to push
$59 million.
$100 million by the time it's all said and done, Earl? $100 million. Dollars. But we can't have, you know, you got to cut $4 million from the food pantries. You got to do something to, you know, save money. But, you know, politically speaking here, right and left, lots of folks getting involved. $100 million, Earl, we could do so much more with that money.
You know, Dominic, it is outlandish. Because, again, last year, $59 million, and I think that was $30 million more than the most expensive race. And, you know, I'm not good at math, you know, but Dominic, it's certainly the next race, which is, I think, a year from now. What is that one going to run?
Nothing goes down, Earl, man. It's Trumpflation, baby, except Tesla stock. But, I mean, it's continuing. According to ABC News, $56 million poured into the 2023 election Supreme Court race. We're at $59 million right now, and the projection is to go over $100 million. And the next race, the next time around, to your point, Earl, $150 million, $200 million?
Yes.
What are we talking about? This is insanity.
Matt, not only is it insanity, you have to ask the question. They're investing this money, and they want something, right? They're not investing $100 million, you know, and just saying, hey, Justice, do whatever it is. You know, it's your thing. Do what you want to do, right? They want something. So for that $100 million, so you have to ask the question, Dominic. Something has happened with the democracy that we keep telling people we have. Is there democracy when $100 million can be spent for one seat on the state Supreme Court level, man, in Wisconsin. We're not talking about New York. We're not talking about California. We're not talking about Florida. We're not talking about Texas. We're talking about Wisconsin, man. Come on, man. It's unfathomable that this could happen. You and I, 10 years ago, we could have never envisioned.
No.
5 years ago.
No.
That this could happen.
And here we are, and the spigot's open, in large part due to the Republican. You know, there's no enforcement of even whatever left of our campaign finance laws these days. I mean, the way that they've gone around the law. Well, you can only give so much to the candidate, but you can give unlimited amounts to the party, and they can funnel it however you want. Well, great. Thanks a lot. I mean, it doesn't really give you any limitations now, does it? And we see that playing out right now. And
it's the Republicans that did this. Let's not kid ourselves. I hear people say, well, both sides do it. Hey, man, both sides weren't doing it. One side made it possible for this to happen.
Right.
And the other side is saying, hey, if they're doing it, we're going to do it as well.
And you got it.
And
Ben Wickler from the Democratic political party side here in the state of Wisconsin, the party chair, he's been great at it. He's been beating the Republicans at their own game that they redid. Remember, because that all came about after Scott Walker was involved in John Doe, because he was coordinated with third-party groups. I mean, this whole thing, I mean, it goes on. We're all back to Scott Walker, man. I mean, literally, like, Schimmel was Scott Walker's guy, right? He was his AG. Scott Walker gave him the appointment in the Waukesha judgeship. This all stems from Scott Walker. So there you go. When you think about who you're going to vote for, if you're having any question, just think, Scott Walker. You want that guy's leftovers, you know, sitting around Wisconsin for another 10 years? 10 years, this guy.
No, thanks.
Oh, my God. 855-752-4842. And I would. And I know there's a lot of Dems out there that are just appalled at the money in politics. And damn, we are, too. And I think there's bipartisan thought agreement. That, yeah, we're agreement on that we should do something about this. And if it comes to, you know, what, state-run elections or state-financed, you know, taxpayer-financed elections, something along those lines, or maybe cut it down to a 30 days. You know, you do something to change the trajectory, because going from, you know, 50 million to 100 million to God knows what's going to be next time around. You're right, Earl. That doesn't seem very much like a democracy. It seems like a lot of money buying politicians.
My last thing on the Dominic is it would be different. Do you see what you're getting for the $100 million? Have you watched the commercials, man?
Oh, geez.
Come on, man.
Apparently everyone sucks at putting sex offenders away.
Come on, man. You're spending $100 million on that? Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. They're on the radio, too, Earl. You hear them all the time. And as mentioned, you hear the blurbs. You know, we're FCC. We got to play the ads. And just so, you know, use your own critical thinking to determine what is truth and what is not truth. But to your point, Earl, yeah, I mean, we are getting delusional. They're terrible. It's hard to watch anything. And come on, I try to either change the channel or mute it, because I can't even stand it. I mean, how could two wannabe justices be so terrible at locking up sexual offenders? I mean, is there anybody else? If you listen to the commercials, everybody sucks. Come back with us. We don't suck. We're going to take your calls, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You don't need $100 million to get on this show. Just give us a little bit of love. We'll be right back.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, child care, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C., and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Going to get to the phone lines momentarily. Joined today, Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show. Check him out 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Going to hang out with me till 6 o'clock. Just P.S. working hard on the board. Going to take some of your calls right now. Let's get to them. Annie from Watertown, you will be first every Thursday. We've confirmed it's Thursday.
It's Blursday.
Hey, Annie, welcome. What do you got for us?
What's been most appalling is Schimmel accusing Crawford of being political. Schimmel got his attorney general position after doing the big favor in the caucus scandal by Scott Jensen. Scott Jensen moved his case to Waukesha County, where Schimmel was, and Schimmel gave him the opportunity to continue to work in government.
That's absolutely correct, Annie. And Chuck Quala, he did some time. He got the felony, but Jensen got it moved to Waukesha. Jensen got it to be a misdemeanor, and Jensen is a highly paid lobbyist, to my understanding. And you couldn't be a highly paid lobbyist if you have a felony. Like, he needed that done, Annie, and Schimmel got it done for him, apparently.
Yep, you bet.
Thank you for reminding us. There's so much, you know, after a while, or you and I have been around a little while, man, and you a little longer than me. We can kind of go back and remember some of these things. And thank you, Annie, for reminding us of that. 855-752-4842. Cindy from Appleton, you're next. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got for us?
Well, these Republicans who bash women do it because, you know, it's a mental abuse. And I think that's kind of what they're all about. And they never apologize, because if they apologize and don't accuse women of all these terrible things, that hurts their manlyhood.
Toxic masculinity? I mean, what? So the men are never wrong, Cindy? Is that the lesson learned?
I guess so.
It's terrible. Thank you for the call. And, of course, it's not just the misogyny. It's the... It's the way that he carries himself, and I don't know, Earl, and we kind of pounded on this. I'm going to continue to say it. When a guy like Brad Schimmel or even Scott Walker or Hovde comes in and complains about, you know, the way that Milwaukee has to count their absentee ballots based on the laws of Wisconsin that could have been changed by Republicans, they either are absolutely ignorant, literally do not know how it works, Earl. They don't know. They're dumb as a sack of hammers. They have no idea. Or, which makes, if you don't know that that's how it happens in Milwaukee, if you don't know that's the history, if you don't can't pick up a newspaper, if your Google's not broke, you can find out how it's done, that's disqualifying, right? You're either ignorant, well, willfully, or otherwise. Or Earl, he is purposefully lying to everybody, which I believe is also disqualifying. Either way, this guy should be nowhere near the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
You know, the third option is what's happening, because they're leading people to believe this across the state. And so that gives them even more leverage, because people who don't know anything about Milwaukee or any of those things, and they keep hearing this constantly from conservative talk radio and others like Schimmel and others, then that's what they believe. And so, you know, what they fail to understand is the majority of the people in the state are in Milwaukee. So you're not going to be able to count it as quickly as you will, let's say, a real little town. What's a little small town?
Like Appleton.
Like Appleton, right? Okay. So it's going to take a little longer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, it's just common sense.
But of course, it's common sense, and we know the rules. And we've had this conversation year after year after year after year, man. Constantly, every time these Republicans lose Milwaukee, all these votes came in. But they don't change the laws because they want this argument. Earl, do you think? Because I do. That when they say Milwaukee, what they really mean is those black people voting down in Milwaukee County. That's the way I take it. What do you think?
Hey. The Dickens, you say? Come on, man.
Wow.
Come on, man.
I haven't heard that one in 150 years.
That's my point, man. You know that's the reason.
Oh, come on. So,
right?
Yeah. That's.
Listen, man, when people of color, black people only make up 5% of the population, we're the boogeyman. We didn't just get to be the boogeyman in the state. It's always been that way throughout my life. It'll be that way long after I'm gone. When you only make up 5% of the population. And that's what they've been able to. This is not the first time. This is not the first rodeo with this, Dominic.
No.
It's been going on forever. And people across the state, unfortunately, many people want to believe that, right?
Yeah.
They don't know any better. They don't know. They haven't been in Milwaukee. They don't know the people of Milwaukee. So it's easy to believe that. If you keep hearing the same thing over and over and over, you got to believe. Why would somebody lie?
Because, right? Wow, what? Yeah, the Dickens, you say. Hey, folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Love hanging out with our friend Earl Ingram. He does a fine program right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. But we get a little extra time with Earl today. Come back with us. Callers, be patient. We will get to you. We'll continue the conversation briefly on the other side. But we also got to get to some of the national news, the efforts of the Trump administration, Donald Trump, today, signing an executive order to get rid of a congressional-created department. That's interesting. See how that's going to work out. Plus, the leadership in the Democratic Party. Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, AOC, J.B. Pritzker, Tim Walz, Gavin Newsom. Who are we looking to? Look to us. Come back with us. Your opinions on what the Dems should be doing, what their priorities should be. 855-752-4842.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue on location from Richland Center, Wisconsin. We'll have the general manager of WRCO, WRCE, Phil Nee, and host of Those Were the Days, and look at our brackets. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump signing off to dismantle the Department of Education, directing his Education Secretary Linda McMahon to shutter the agency, except for critical programs, including Pell Grants.
We're going to be returning education, very simply, back to the states where it belongs. And this is a very popular thing to do, but much more importantly, it's a common sense thing to do.
Critics say it will impact underserved students and schools. The White House says it will save money. ABC's Selena Wang says Congress will get the final say.
Well, the president's goal is to completely get rid of the Department of Education, but that requires an act of Congress. So what this executive order does is it directs his education secretary to do everything within the legal limits of her power to gut this agency, to diminish it as much as possible.
Curriculum decisions are already made at the local and state levels. This is ABC News.